Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
I feel like I've said every G word.
Yeah, every G word.
You guys, I've said every G word and I can't do it today.
What if you just had an intro that you said, hey, gigglers?
Stop.
I know.
Ew.
How embarrassing.
Jugi.
So jugi.
Hi, gigglers. We're back in the studio. Quick housekeeping, not that we actually do housekeeping, but this is just figuratively.
Yeah.
We're going to Nashville this month.
I know.
Texas this month. There's a couple tickets left.
Nashville, Austin, Houston, Dallas.
Yes. And we are so excited. We're going to get our cowgirl boots on.
I can't believe you texted me, admin, first. And like a month in advance. Like, we already have everything booked.
I'm trying to prove to Des that I can be a mother.
Flights are booked. Hotels are booked. You even booked your flight for next month for when we go to Denver.
Well, do you know what happened? I had a full freak out because I realized with Giggly Squad Tour, I also have a stand-up tour going on with it where like sometimes right. from Giggly Tour, I go to a stand-up tour.
Right.
And I got fucked and had to pay like $900 for a flight to Cleveland the other week because I like forgot about it. I now realize like the cheap side of me is like get ahead of the game.
No, you have to.
And now
to.
I kind of like buying plane tickets because I feel like I'm like getting a deal even though I'm not.
No, I know. They trick you with the Amex. They're like, wait, you yeah. fly Delta, get a credit card. And you're like, okay, well, now I have to.
Speaking of flying, did I tell Gigglers how I missed my flight to Connecticut?
No.
Oh my God.
We love a misconnection story.
But this was for the first time ever, not my fault. There was a problem with the plane.
Wait, you're in New York, you're flying to Connecticut.
So I think I was in Ohio.
Okay.
And I was flying to New York and then flying to Connecticut because I had a show at 7 p.m. and I was coming from Cleveland. So like I figured I'd be a little bougie and mm-hmm. fly from New York to Connecticut. So I get there and I realize there's like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Before I have to get on the next flight. And sometimes the app doesn't update when yeah. your flight gets, you know, it had the wrong gate at LaGuardia. Not only had the wrong gate.
And don't even get me started on the new LaGuardia.
The new LaGuardia, because it's like still being made, they don't have those like zippy things.
It's also the biggest mall in America now.
So I go all the way to 81, right?
Yeah.
And I'm chilling and like there's no one there. And I was like, is she early? And then like I literally was like just fucking around. I think I was like texting. And then I was like, there's something wrong. And then I look at like the screen, which is like old school. I don't check the screen.
Yeah. Wait, when you got to the gate, didn't it... Like that board didn't say.
I didn't look at the board. I just looked at my app because yep. I'm a dumb millennial.
Mm-hmm.
So then I realized it's at gate 65. And I said, no problem. I still yep. have 10 minutes. I look and it says it takes 10 to 15 minutes to get there. This bitch flew. I was like knees up. I was running. A giggler saw me. They were like, Hannah. And I was like, ah. And they were like, are you okay? And I'm sweating. I'm crying. Yeah. No, I was at the point where like I could cry, but I was like, yeah. save the cry if you need to.
Yep. You're going on pure adrenaline.
Pure adrenaline, because it's like 3 o'clock and the show's at 7 and I know the flight's like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
So I get there and it's one of those things that the plane is there, but they shut the door. So like your heart drops and they can't open the door because it's like a system.
But why?
No, I've had this fight before with them. Once they shut the door, it like triggers every alert to everything to like for things to happen.
Okay.
So 10 minutes before they is when the door shuts. And I was like, didn't you know I was in the airport? Like, didn't you know I had a connecting flight that was late?
Right.
Like you- and they go, if it's 10 people, if it's less than 10 people, we don't care.
So I would have thought like, okay.
So
keep
then
going.
I'm like, I'm looking at the person.
You're starting
so
to cry.
I had two sides of me. I was like, I could cry, but I was kind of too tired to cry.
Yeah.
And I also couldn't breathe. Like it was kind of embarrassing. Yeah. Like I'm so out of shape, but I kind of got, I got a little attitude and I was like, oh, so only if you guys want to, you'll wait for people.
Oh my
God. And I never do that.
Okay, let me add them.
I go, so if you guys care, if you fucking like care about someone else's life for once. And the woman was like, I'm speaking. Then, so she like gave me attitude.
Then, okay, yeah, then that makes you nervous.
Yeah, then yeah. I was like, okay, I'm not like trying to go back and forth with her. They're like, we'll get you on another flight. The next one's 9 p.m. I was like, I have a stand-up show where there's a bunch of girlies waiting to see me. And then I realized the Uber is like 3 hours, but I'm not trying to pay for a $400 Uber. So then I realized I have to get on her good side. And it was their fault that the plane didn't come in time.
Mm-hmm.
But if there's a flight that day, they don't have to Uber you.
Okay. So I didn't even know they would Uber
so
you.
So I was looking at her. She's looking at me and she was not having me. She was not having it. Like she was one of the, she had a day. I could tell she had a day and she did not have any empathy for me. And I was like, I'm sweating. I have high cholesterol. It's just like I'm really I also just did 4 gigs in Ohio and I love Ohio, but she goes to her like manager and she was like, should we give her a like
voucher?
And it's literally just humans deciding my fate at this point.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, what kind of shit have I done in a past life? Like, this is when karma comes.
No,
you
an
know?
Airport is the Hunger Games. It's a lawless area.
And then there's a line forming behind me and they're fucking madder than me.
Yep.
They go, yeah, give her a voucher.
For how much?
I don't even know. But like someone comes.
A voucher for a plane ticket?
No, a voucher for like a random car just showed up and drove me 3.5 hours to Connecticut.
So Delta is a sex trafficking partner.
It was, they were like, go
like,
down here and it'll show
car?
Up. It was they go call this number and they'll come. And I was like, are you guys sure about this? Because now I'm like,
you're like, I don't do cocaine. I don't need this random number.
Because
and
you're
going to
kidnap
someone.
Kidnap Paige. She's way prettier.
I've been waiting to be kidnapped. Please. I'm actually fucking pissed that no one's tried. My mom's going to get so mad that I said that. I put it in the atmosphere. But like, there is part of me that's like,
not even one.
I'm for the taking.
No one even did a double take on you.
I'm so small.
I said I'd be so bad being kidnapped because I'll be like, is there going to be snacks? Are there other kidnappies that will be there? Like, because I'm bad at small talk.
No, you are that like viral video of the guy being like, what kind of music do you listen to?
Is there
to?
Wi-Fi? Yeah. What's the Wi-Fi? Sorry, the Wi-Fi it didn't work. Can you give me it again? Like,
are you going to uncuff me now or like when we get to the house? Where are we actually going?
Do you like sleeping in total silence or do you have like
a sound machine?
Like orangutan noises. I like orangutan noises.
Okay, so you get in this random car with
Uber,
this random man.
And he basically, this is the big thing that I'm dealing with right now. I'm very bad at lying.
Yeah.
I think I'm good at lying if it's like to help someone, but not in generic lying.
You can't
lying.
Just throw out a lie.
No.
Oh my God.
No, because I know you can have fun with it.
I'm lying right now.
So I get in the car. This whole thing is a lie.
This whole Giggly Squad has been a bit since it started. I don't actually even really know Hannah.
What is reality and what is fake?
Time is a construct.
We're all in a simulation. So anyway, we get there. It's fine. She wasn't a talker this one, thank God.
Yeah.
But this week I was going to FSU. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm doing some comedy gigs at colleges. If you guys are in a college.
How fun.
Hit up your student council and tell them to have me. It's so fun. The girlies they're hilarious.
Imagine someone knocking on the office of the registrar asking when Hannah Berner's performing. Like that just whole situation is making me laugh.
Well, you went to your college, which we will talk about.
We will talk about.
I talk about
me lying. I lied my ass off. They were asking me questions. I was like, I don't know. Did I even graduate? I literally checked for my name the morning of graduation to make sure I was in the fucking program. Okay. So that's where I was at.
Shout out to, what is it called?
College of St. Rose in Albany.
College of St. Rose in Albany. That's where I can go. What was the mascot?
A golden knight.
Okay, Zaddy.
Yeah.
Okay, rich fighters. Zaddy, protect me. So I am getting this Uber at FSU. So I want to do this thing. I'm like, don't tell him you're a comedian. Because this guy was a chatter.
Yeah.
And I did not want to get into it. I was so tired. I just came from
And like, it's not a common profession. Like,
they get all jacked up. People they ask you to tell them a joke. Yeah. They like bring up your podcast. Like, it's a whole thing that like I don't like getting into. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And it's always the same questions.
Yep.
And then they're always like, you can use this as a bit, which I am right now. So he was like, so what are you doing at FSU? And I was like, oh, like, I'm visiting a friend. Mm-hmm. And he goes, oh, so you're in college? And I'm like, no. And he's like, so you're just visiting a college kid? So then it starts looking like creepy as shit.
He's immediately calling 911.
I'm like, yeah, I'm just helping them with something. And I was like,
what the
fuck? Well, I didn't know what to say. And he's like, what do you do? And I'm like, I do marketing. And he's like, what are you helping them with? And I'm like, just moving stuff around.
Hannah, what would you be moving around?
I don't know. Like helping them move? I don't know. I didn't. How do you lie in that situation? Like, I thought you just say something and they believe you, but he kept asking follow-ups. And then he's like, yeah. So you've been out of college, but you're visiting a friend who's still in college? And I'm like, yeah. I go, yeah, they're my brother's friend.
No.
And then he kind of felt like I was hooking up with a guy in college.
Oh, my God.
So then it got weird.
Then it got real weird.
And then he started talking about, like, he was bragging about his daughter. And like what she did in her career and how mm-hmm. she's in like a creative career. And I so badly wanted to go back and be like, no, I love that she's doing something creative.
I'm actually a comedian.
I'm a podcast, but I like couldn't. And then I was so mad. And then I'm like, I don't want to lie anymore.
Yeah, because now you had this story where you were.
He gave me one star.
A pedophile. Did he really? Oh. See, it's so funny in Uber situations that you feel like it's easiest to tell the truth. I'm lying all day. I lie all day.
What do you say? What's your go-to? Okay, let's reenact. Paige? The Sorbo?
Mm-hmm. Uber for Paige. First of all, they always say my name wrong, which I'm like, how the fuck? I am, in Uber world, I am Paggy. And that is me. And that is what I go by. And it's the only, if people say Paige, get into an Uber, I don't know her. I'm like, it's Paggy?
Wait, so Paggy is your alter Uber ego.
Paggy's wild.
What? Okay,
Paggy
so,
lies her ass
so
off.
So where are you going today, Paggy?
Just, you know, just
why
go.
Why is this like,
yeah, so why did I even just kind of say that? No, here's the thing. I will lie in an everyday Uber. It's the times that I tell the truth that shit gets fucked up. Yeah. I was in an Uber in Scottsdale, Arizona from the airport to the hotel. I'm by myself. This guy starts talking to me and I was feeling good. First time in Arizona, you know, I'd never seen houses that don't have grass. You know, I was intrigued by the area. So I'm sitting in the Uber and this guy says like, oh, what are you in Arizona for? And I was actually in Arizona for, Craig was doing Chicks in the Office.
Yes.
And so I was like, oh, I'll just like go with you and like whatever. So then we ended up doing it together. And I was like, oh, actually, my girlfriends have a podcast. They're doing a live show. I'm going to be on it. And he was like, oh my God, that's so crazy. Like the podcast world is so interesting. So then I say, yeah, I actually have a podcast with my friend and it's called Giggly Squad. And he says to me, oh, I think my daughter is starting one too. Can you listen on OnlyFans? And so I literally had nothing to say. But I didn't know how to not out his daughter.
She's talking with her lips, but not the lips you think she's talking.
I didn't know how to simultaneously not out his daughter for having an OnlyFans, but also telling him I don't have an OnlyFans. So it was very, and I was like, the one time I fucking tell the truth, now I'm in this pickle. Like, that's why I lie in Ubers.
I was getting my nails done recently in Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And I said I was a comedian. And there were like five women there who worked there who just weren't busy. And I'm getting my nails done. And they're like, oh my God, you're a comedian. And they go, tell us a joke. And I'm like, this is not a fucking open mic. Like, it's 10 a.m.
You're just like, knock, knock.
No. I'm like, if a guy at a bar says, tell me a joke, I say your face. Or I say your life, your entire life. And then you like get out of it.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say that to these women, right. These hardworking women who
You're
are
like,
supporting
your face,
me.
I will take green. Thank you so much. I actually do want the green. I changed my mind.
They're like, hey, nubby finger girl, give us a joke. And they were like, what do you joke about? And that's also like hard to explain. Like, I'm not like, oh yeah, I'm really into politics.
Soaking. I was in Charleston this weekend. Craig and I, our pillow line launch like in store on Saturday, but Tuesday is when it comes online.
Okay.
So we were doing like, he was having like a little pillow party, whatever, and we were meeting people. And these two girls are in line. They come up to me, and the one girl goes, and Craig is like, so obviously he knows Giggly Squad, but he's not in on the joke. So like people, girls will say things to me and he'll just be like, so nervous, like he literally freezes. So these two girls come up to me and
I love that the gigglers intimidate Craig.
And the gigglers will say anything at any point. They don't care who's around.
No.
These two girls, they're sisters, and they're like, the one girl lived in Charleston, the other one was visiting, and I said, oh, where are you visiting from? She said, Utah. And the girl goes, we're both Mormon. Isn't that funny? And and I go, naturally, I go, we love soaking. We think it's a... And Team Craig soaking. Looks at me because he was the one who originally like brought up soaking to me, and we were like talking
about
it.
And it was a coincidence that I brought it
up. And then we talked about it on the pod. And so like we're all laughing and he looks at me like I just like offended their entire community. Like, what the fuck are you saying? And I was like, no, 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 it's fine.
Like, no, like the Mormons and I have like we're big in the Mormon
community. No, yeah, we're big in the Mormon community.
We're the only ones that are allowed to make fun of Mormons because they know we understand their culture and also Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. It's funny because Dez had a comedy show in Boston, and I love when the gigglers go to see Dez.
Yeah,
because I want like I like when they watch him, I like when they support him. I like when
I
they
bet
like
Boston
spy on
loves
him.
Dez because they have like a big Irish community.
Dez basically said that like Ireland plus New York equals summer for Boston.
If I genuinely feel like if we didn't live in New York, we would probably live in Boston.
Boston crowds are so good. These girls come in late to his show, and he was walking in late too because like the feature was on, and he was like fucking with them, like he's like, why are you guys late? And they go, sorry, we're really bad at admin, also like how's your second family, and just literally demolished
roasted him. Roasted
him. They message me and they go, hey, just want to let you know, we told Edward about it, admin, and we talked about second family, and I'm like, good, thank you, send me photos. So they keep an eye on him, and then he calls me and he laughs about it.
Yeah, but no, like, the gigglers literally troll Craig's Instagram and I fucking love it. I laugh so hard.
Oh god, but that's how Giggly Squad started. Do you remember the lives where we
talk trolling people?
Yeah, well, with Perry, how the gigglers put pears all over his page, and then when I met Dez, we called him Caddy Daddy.
Oh my god, I forgot about that.
Speaking of Caddy Daddy.
Yeah.
So we have to talk about nails. I broke
oh
one of my
god,
nails.
Oh my god, they're so long.
Thank you, they're real.
Yeah.
As we know, I am now the queen of nails on
you
this pod.
You are, because mine are all broken. So,
Paige
yes,
has
go on.
Given me the throne. Honestly, put your hands away, your little skinny fingers. But I broke one finger and I had that immediate like, do I kill the whole family?
Yeah.
And then I realized, girls, cut that finger and use it to put it up your man's butthole.
You know what's funny is because it's accurate.
No, because like I'm not using a long, like I don't want his stuff in my nails when I'm having a burrito the next day.
It's funny because I feel like every single girl has super long nails. So it's funny to look at who their partner is. Like,
because lesbians always have short nails.
Well, they got to get in there.
Yeah, they're smart with it.
Right.
But if you have, it's like a guitarist. You know how guitarists have like one long nail?
Yeah.
We should keep one short nail. But then like, I'm going to be honest. This is not Call Her Daddy. I'm not out here just shoving fingers up guys' buttholes.
Right.
How do you do it? Like if you have a big man and he's on top of you, like, and you're having sex, are you supposed to like wrap around? Because my hand's not that long. My fingers are nubby. I can't get in the hole.
I'm going to be honest. I've only ever been asked. I feel like I give intimidation vibes in the bedroom. Like, because I don't get asked to do things that like the other girls are getting asked to do. And it's kind of like me getting abducted. I'm like, why not me though?
I've never been asked either.
I've only been asked with one man. And
the one who didn't want to see your face ever.
No, different kind. This was like a full boyfriend who cheated on me all the time. So I should have known. So I've only been asked to do it one time. And so I've only ever done it one time. So I'm not in
How
there.
How did you do it?
Oh my God. I was in college. So this is like so long ago, but I think I did it like, like just
your finger's so long. He's like, that's
like,
he's like, that's my throat, it's in my throat.
I don't really remember what my angle was, but I do remember being like, and it's not for me.
So the like the first time you do it, you feel like a teenage boy fingering a girl for the first time, and they're like, "Ow!"
Yeah,
because I'm just like, yeah, just finger blast. Is he jerking off himself while you're just like putting your finger?
Even got fully in there. No. I like, you can lie about it. I feel like because they don't know unless they do know.
I do have to say, these guys with blonde hair, though, you think all guys have gross buttholes. Some of them don't. Some of them are, like, gorgeous.
You know what's annoying is the stereotype, or, like, the typical, like, women need to be totally hairless. Mm-hmm. And, like, even, like, when you do, like, go to have sex, like, there are some times where I'm like, oh, shoot, I haven't shaved. Like, I feel gross. Or, mm-hmm. like, is he gonna think it's gross? Mm-hmm. Men are disgusting, mm-hmm. but the thing that annoys me about it doesn't annoy me that they're disgusting. I'm fine with it. I can deal with it. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
Is that they have no like second thought to be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't be a wildebeest in my entire lower region. Like they never get shamed into shaving their asses.
Well, you also dated some pretty hairy. You love hairy guys.
I do love a hairy
man. You love a hairy man. But the thing is, I don't want to like make this about Dez, but like... These Irish guys.
Nothing.
Nothing. His hands have no
Craig
hair.
Craig is Dutch and I don't even, I think he literally has a toupee on. Because I'm like, where is any of your fucking hair?
Because like my knuckles have hair on them.
Because we're used to strong Italian, even Jewish men. Yeah. Like I love a Jewish man. I do. And I love them short and I love them fat.
They have
and I love
hair
them
in their
hairy.
Ears.
I love it. I love it. I also think because of Sex and the City, I always thought I was going to marry someone Jewish because they always say that they make great husbands.
Oh.
Here I am. That with was someone your from the Netherlands.
That was your college. That was your actual college, Sex and the City.
Sex and the City is my religion.
I do have to say, I did that thing, though, when I was single where I wouldn't shave when I didn't want to hook up with a guy.
It's a classic mind
But it
trick.
Never worked. So I would just end up always hooking up with guys when I like had the longest leg hairs ever.
See, that's when I would end up being in their bathroom shaving.
I've had a point once where I brought a guy back to my place. It was like during the day. Mm. And I did not expect it.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there and I was like, it's in my apartment. I'm like, should I just go in my shower and shave? But I remember this like feminist...
you love getting in these moods
thing came over me and I was like, I'm gonna do something powerful. I'm not gonna shave my legs and I'm gonna fuck them.
Yeah,
it didn't last.
No, it's just also guys make us feel so bad about it, but now like it's ingrained in my brain and now I don't like the feeling of it. I've never liked the feeling, even when I was younger, before I even was like had sex.
Yeah,
I never liked the feeling of like my leg hair on my pants.
But also guys who are attracted to me, they like the like, you never know.
Right. Like we would never, attract the same man.
Like, I mean, there are similarities though when a guy really loves you.
Yes.
Like today I called Dez because I'm getting my hair dyed after this.
Okay. Is this like another trickery or like you're really like, what are you doing?
We don't know.
Okay.
Which is even more worrisome because that's when I make mistakes.
But do you know in terms of darker or lighter?
I definitely want to go lighter.
Okay.
But part of me wants to go like red. And then part of me might just go like a blonde or light.
Okay.
Or like a copper.
So you might go like an auburn.
Yeah. So Dez and I were watching a TV show last night and this girl had like dyed red hair. And mm-hmm. I was like, do you like her hair? And he's like, yeah, it looks good.
Where do you get your hair dyed? Where do you go?
IGK.
Mm. Okay.
Shout out to Stephanie. She does the comedian Kate McKinnon's hair.
Nice. Okay.
No, it's blonde. But I'm like.
And we go to the same girl to cut her hair.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Amazing.
Her name on Instagram is Melissa Will Cut You.
Okay, now we're never going to be able to get a fucking appointment again. Thank you. Gatekeep something, bitch. Lie about something. Just kidding. She's actually amazing.
Sorry,
she does not skinny, not fat. Like she changes
lives.
She's
not working anymore.
She's retired. Unfortunately. Oops, she just retired. That's crazy.
That's so weird.
I called Dez today and I was like, all right, how do you feel about me dyeing my hair? He's like, just don't do anything crazy.
And what would be crazy?
It's platinum.
Okay.
But like also men don't, they can't even tell. Like he'll be like, looks the same.
I was going to say like if you came home with like purple hair, then you'd be like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. So he was like, don't anything crazy. I'm like, I'm not. I'm like, I might do a little reddish. And he goes, that's why you asked me about the girl last night. And I was like, wow,
you're a detective.
You're a detective. FBI. And then he's like, no, don't do that. And I'm like, so what hair do you like? And he's like, the hair you were born with.
My mom always says that shit.
And then I just imagine my like little
mistake.
Tuff of hair, like when I'm born. I'm like, I look like a bald old man.
When you met him, though, what was your hair?
Let's be honest. My hair has always been pretty similar. I think it was a little lighter, though. I like going lighter for summer. But I want to ask you. I don't want to be try hard. Like, I don't want people to be like, ooh, she tried to be red.
Yeah.
I want it to look like still a natural color, but like a little lighter.
Well, so then why don't you not go full red just like throw in these random red,
or like
so that
a glaze.
When you do maybe go fully red, it's not that much of a shock.
People also said the sun affects things, so like blonde looks better as the sun gets on it, where red might not be. It's a whole thing. I'm very nervous.
I'm nervous too, but like how often are you in the sun? Are you like out there in the sun all the
time? Oh my god, did I tell you I have a vitamin D deficiency? I got my blood work back and they were like, we've never seen.
Wait, how often are you getting blood work done? Because I almost feel like I probably have a ton of shit wrong too.
No, I've never gotten it done. I just got it done for the first time because they just wanted to check up and I've never done it. So I have high cholesterol and low vitamin D. So they're like, you're a fat bitch who just sits around all day on the couch. And I go, I didn't need blood work to tell me that. And then Des was like, I told you you need to go on more walks. And I was like, I'm not a fucking dog. I don't want to go for a walk just to get some sun.
No, I know.
So then I've just bought vitamin D pills online.
So smart. So freaking smart.
I'm not fucking walking.
Sometimes I'll go out on my balcony because I'm like, I need air, or like I should see the sun. Yeah. And I'm out there for 2 seconds and I feel like such a New Yorker because I'm like, ugh.
Also, I'm getting
idiot.
Mixed signals.
I'm going inside.
I'm getting mixed signals. Like people are like, what number one rule for your skin? Stay out of the sun. And then the doctors are like, you need sun. And
we need to call Gwyneth is what we need.
Justice for Gwyneth.
Was that amazing? The trial shouldn't have happened in the first place, but it wasn't long enough.
Exactly.
For me. Exactly. Like, I could have watched that.
Because Johnny Depp's trial was, like, disturbing to another level.
Johnny Depp's was, I totally agree.
It was fun enough that, like, there wasn't a lot on the line.
It felt like Gwyneth was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and this was just part of her storyline. Like, and we cut to court scenes.
Yes.
Like, that's how it felt.
Yes.
Because the lawyer complimenting her with Gwyneth also simultaneously being... I want that energy. She was being so nice, but she was the biggest bitch in that fucking room, and I loved it.
Gwyneth?
When Gwyneth went and said to the guy, I wish you well.
That was so iconic.
I got chills.
That
I was
like, so iconic.
Who am I going to be able to say that
That's
to?
That's the new,
fuck
what
you.
What do people say in the South?
Bless your heart.
That's the new bless your heart.
I wish you well.
I wish you well.
I can't wait for it. I'm going to say it at some point. It's going to be iconic. I love her.
Speaking of guys, like, and their buttholes, I have one more thought. It reminded me of a story. This guy took me on a date back in my single days to a basketball game.
Professional?
He played in college, I think. So it was at MSG, but it was like a college game, but we were like in the front. He like knew people. They were like dabbing him up and stuff. Like it was hot. Like he was definitely like trying to
impress
me.
People don't talk about
that
enough. When guys
if they're bad at dabbing, that's an ick.
Yeah.
You can tell when he's not ready for the dab.
And that's a real turn on to me when guys see their other friend and they naturally go together. And sometimes it's like they pull in for a hug.
Yeah.
But also sometimes they're just like, what's up, bro? Like there's something about that interaction that gets me going.
That's my porn, watching guys dab each other. That turns me on. This guy takes me on a date and he's clearly like trying hard and it went well. He was like tall and handsome. I think we went on one more date and he just like didn't even try to make a move.
He just said, put your finger up my ass.
No, he literally did not try to make a move to the point that he asked me on another date and I was like, I don't feel like anything
there.
Yeah,
and you're like, are you ever, like, what's going on?
What's going on? Like, I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I get a message months later from a girl on Instagram being like, hey, how do you know this man? Because I'm following him on Instagram.
Don't you love when the girlies get together
to
just be detective?
I love the
what
secret
do you know
society.
Everything about this guy?
And I'm ready to spill. Like, I'll tell you everything about
him.
No, I'm
ready.
Because if he is a serial killer, I want to make sure that I at least helped prevent someone from getting sliced open. So I was like, honestly, he was cool, but like he didn't even like try to kiss me. Like he was super shy and like he didn't really have that much like swag. She goes, he just messaged me on Tinder asking if I would peg him. My immediate reaction is, why not me?
Why not me?
I'm sorry, if a girl can peg.
You think that I can't get
up
there?
I was a Division I athlete.
Put my cute little strap-on and get the fucking job done? No, like, why
How
not
How would
me?
You feel if another girl was like, he wants me to peg him? would you feel insulted?
My narcissistic brain would go to, oh, he just like respected me too much. But what I would really be annoyed at is like, oh, he couldn't really be himself with me.
I was the same way. At first, I'm like, I get it. I'm so wife material, obviously. Right. Like, I know basketball.
Yeah. Or like that he thought that you were going to
judge him.
Yeah. Or be like, no, I'm not doing that. You'd be so, it would be, you'd be mid-peg. Like, you would be like, let's get this job done. He asked me to do it. Like, I'm going to deliver. You'd be mid-peg where you're like, I didn't think this fully through. And I feel like I will use this in my stand-up comedy. So I'll finish the job. But I need to skedaddle.
But it's funny how guys sometimes live these double lives where they go on these, like, formal dates. But then you're on Tinder just seeing which girl's down to peg you. And you don't think, like, we're going to talk.
It's so funny that you bring this up because literally yesterday I was talking about this with Craig. And I was like, because he was like, oh, I'm going on a golf tournament, like, whatever weekend. And I was like, it's so funny that, like, all these guys are going, like, just go on golf tournaments. Like, we don't have an equivalent to that. And people will be like, oh, a spa weekend. But it's like, we're not going to a spa weekend, us two. And then, like, some random girl, you know, who's going to bring her random friends. And we're all going to meet up and, like, we're going to go there. Like, it's not like that. And he said to me, he goes, well, golf tournament is just like a really nice way to say to your wife, I'm going on a boys trip. He goes, what sounds better? Hey, I'm going on a boys trip. Half of us are probably going to go to strip clubs. The other half of us are going to go to like a casino. Or if I say, hey, I'm going on a golf trip.
That's the most Southern shit I've ever heard.
And it was like my whole world stopped because I was like, wait a second. And I was like, thank God I'm me, and I don't give a shit what you do. Go on a boys trip. I'm exhausted. You know,
it's
but
like
that
they
is.
They have a bachelor party.
Yeah. And
they call
just
it
like,
a golf trip.
They're just trying. They're gaslighting the fuck out of all their wives and being like, babe, it's a charity golf tournament.
It's for kids with cancer.
That you're going to be
annihilated. You don't
want to
support dying children.
They make you feel bad.
That's wild. I love your honesty.
I loved the
honesty. I love the honesty.
It was also giving a little try hard. I was like, why are you telling me all of this?
Like, no, he's like, yeah, there's gonna be titties like in my face. But I call it golf.
Have you ever seen the beer golf cart girls?
Oh yeah.
I've gotten on some TikToks where like the girls will say like what the older like golfers will say to them in like certain uncomfortable situations they've been in. So like it's not like there are no women
anywhere. It's
literally
anywhere. Like being on OnlyFans, except you have to see the guys commenting you.
Right.
And you have to respond to it.
Right.
And you have to like get them drunk. It is kind of bottle service
for the golfers.
But I have this bachelorette joke that I've been doing for a while about bachelorettes and bachelor trips. And I was saying a bachelorette trip, if one girl like is 5 minutes late to brunch, mm-hmm. we're like, we can't trust her.
Yeah.
Like we can't trust Jessica anymore.
Yeah.
Where men, they'll invite like any random dude. I'll be like, didn't he fuck your sister?
Yeah, they don't care
and they're
about
like,
any of that.
Joe didn't mean it. Joe is fucking cool, bro.
Yeah.
Like dudes get over stuff.
In an instant.
In a point where I'm like, I can't trust you.
I do envy a little bit of like how easily they let certain things go.
Yeah.
But I shouldn't because it's they just have less brain cells. Like they actually can't compute.
Like I'll watch tennis and how like men will fight on the court and then like shake hands and have a beer after where girls will get in a fight and then it's like we hate her forever.
No, I could hate a girl forever for saying something nice to me, but I knew her tone. I knew her fucking tone. And they'll be like, but she said something nice. I'm like, but did she? Because, like, she said that I always have a bob. And I know how she fucking meant it. I made that up.
I'll fight that bitch.
But, right? Like, so girls are just so, we're just so different because we're so much
But I think
because
we're
deeper.
More emotionally intelligent,
yeah,
we have to deal with all our emotions all the time. So we don't have the space to deal with Jessica if she's going to be late all the time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY.
Okay, here's a perfect example of like we just miscommunicate.
Yeah.
Someone walked into Craig's store and it was like this, I couldn't really hear what he was saying, but I knew that he was like fucking with Craig. Like he was trying to like make him look stupid or something, but I couldn't hear what the guy was saying.
But you knew the energy.
But I knew the energy. So I turned to Craig and Craig's like being so nice, like talking back to the guy. He's like, wait, what'd you say? With a smile on his face. I'm like, you stupid idiot. And I hit Craig and I go, hey, this guy's fucking with you. And he looks at me and he's like, oh, I don't know if he is. Whatever. The guy ends up leaving. We get back to like the house and I was like, yo, what was with that guy fucking with you? And he goes, he was absolutely like saying rude stuff, right? And he goes, I thought you meant like he's fucking with you. He's being funny. So he was like, did we just have like a language barrier? Because I feel like when I say... like
that was some north-south shit.
It was some north-south shit because he was like, I thought you weren't reading the situation right.
Yeah.
And I thought he wasn't reading the situation right. Either way, we both hated this guy.
Doesn't I have weird like eye stuff? Like we were on the plane and I like moved my legs and the guy in front of me like
got annoyed.
Did a like turn, like half a turn, and I didn't care. But then I like did it again. Also, we got stuck on a flight that got canceled and we were like in the back. Like there's no leg room and I have little legs, but I still, it's tight.
Yeah.
And I'm you're switching which leg's over, whatever. I'm not kicking his chair. I'm not a little baby.
Right.
But like maybe I touched the chair and it was a 4-hour flight from Salt Lake City. And I like guess I did it again. He like turned around again. And then he did it like an hour later. He did it again and he goes, this guy fucking turns around. I'm like, yes, don't you fucking. So we're like having this like, we're not really saying anything, but he's looking at, he like kind of looks at the guy and I'm looking at him and I'm like, this is a tiny flight and we have 3 more hours.
Yeah.
And Dez is just like very protective.
Yeah.
Like he's never gotten into it, but he like lets me know like if I have to. But we just had this, I looked at him like, don't you fucking dare. And he looked at me like, well, if this guy does it, I'm going to say something. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do it. So the whole time I'm like, don't touch his man's chair.
Okay, wait, isn't it kind of low-key a turn-on when something happens and you're like, I can't tell my boyfriend, he'll fucking lose his mind?
No, like, there was a moment, Dez never, like, because he's 47, he's old, like, in his 20s and 30s, he was probably so feral, but, like, he is, like, will speak up for anyone, like, stand up for anyone who's, like, getting bullied or, like, he'll be that guy. Like, he's not scared of anyone.
Yeah.
I hate when men fight. It's my biggest turn-off, but I want to know that you can if needed, but you won't need to.
Yes. One time I was taking a picture, this is like months ago, I was taking a picture with someone and I felt like the guy was like trying to grab my ass. Like he was like on my back and then like went down. I was just like, okay, this picture is going to be over in 3 seconds, like whatever. And then I'll never see this guy again. But my initial instinct was like, oh, I'm going to tell my boyfriend. But then I was like, no, he'll fucking embarrass me, lose his mind. The guy's going to be like, I didn't even know. Like
there's
whatever.
There's a thin line between embarrassing
but
you.
But me in my head knowing like if I tell my boyfriend.
If I tell my crazy boyfriend, if he's had 3 gin and tonics, you're fucking done.
Either way, we love men, but we also hate them.
Speaking of my bachelorette bit.
Yeah. No.
We're not happy.
We're not happy.
We're not happy just because.
It's almost the 1 year anniversary of Salami Squad.
1 year ago, I started doing this bit about how bachelorettes are cults. And I've been doing it in clubs in New York City for like over a year.
Yeah.
And yesterday, all the gigglers started sending me a clip of like SNL did this like bit about how bachelorettes are cults.
I don't think we realized just how far widespread Salami Squad went and how many people did want to go.
Well, Stassi literally was like,
I know, was like everybody.
She was like, I would never do a bachelorette like that, but it made me want to. And I go, Stassi, I would never. They forced me. Like Paige was like, we're not going to a petting zoo upstate.
What would
we're going to 11.
Will, we would have had an equal amount of like hilarious time, but like it's funnier that like that we were in Miami doing the Miami things. Like we had
no
business.
Like it wasn't for me, it was for all of us. Like it was everyone's bachelorette.
No, I really did feel like I was getting married that next month. I was like, this is my last time.
Also, April Fool's was kind of crazy.
I didn't deal with any of it. Like, I didn't see anything that I was like, oh, my God.
I got tricked by everyone.
Did you? Were people, like, personally coming to trick you?
No, it's just Instagram. Because I'm like, again, I don't like lying. So I'm just like, why would they lie about that? Like, Chris Olsen has this coffee line. And it was, like, pink coffee. And I was like, that's fucking cool. And I was like, congrats.
I did get messed up by one thing. They said The Devil Wears Prada was having a movie number two. And I was I can't wait to tell my mom.
It's so annoying because it's like, why lie about that?
Right. Like, that's a stupid one.
Then I feel like Spritz always does a funny one. They did like the other year they did a pickle Spritz, which I was like, I'm into that.
Yeah.
But then.
Actually, I'm very into that.
These people got me so good to the point that I screenshotted it and was going to talk about it on Giggly.
What was it?
There are two bachelor couple, Hannah G and Dylan.
Yes.
Post that they got neck tattoos.
Okay.
And they're like these little subtle
tattoos. I did see that, but I kept scrolling. I was like, how cute, and kept scrolling.
See, I saw it, and I was like, no. No, you guys did not. And then the next day, they were like,
what were you going to say? That you were like, I kind of want one?
No, I was going to say, would you ever get a neck tattoo with your mans?
I would never get a tattoo in general of like a significant other at all. I don't think.
Okay, Pete Davidson.
I also don't think I could pull off like any types of tattoos. I was on the phone with Sierra the other day and I literally had to stop myself. I sounded like a mom immediately.
She wanted to get a tattoo and you were trying to tell her not to?
No, she was in her bathroom like getting undressed or something and I said, what is that? She got a new tattoo. She got two new tattoos. I said, were you going to tell me? And she goes, well, oh, sorry. Like I didn't
What are you going through right now? Are you okay?
I was like, excuse me. You think you can just go out and get tattoos and not tell anyone?
I don't even tell you when
I'm
changing my nail color.
She was like, okay, mom, calm down. I was like, sorry.
Does she have other tattoos?
Yeah, she does have a lot of tattoos.
Yeah, she has like little ones. The only tattoo that I thought was cool was my friend Becca. Got it without me.
Yeah.
Blackout one night. That's when she always would do shit. And
Does Becca have a tattoo on her body? I need to know.
Where do you think?
A tramp stamp, because I would love
close. Close. She took red lipstick, kissed a napkin, and then they made that a tattoo on her ass. So she pulled, but the thing is, because she sits on her ass all the time, it's like kind of faded, but she has her own kiss on her ass. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
It's amazing. But like Becca was the fun one that would do all that crazy shit, and I would enable her. Like Becca would have shaved her head.
There's just no place on my body that I am like, that's where I would get a tattoo. And I feel like that's the first step.
What's the like one tattoo that when you were younger, you're like, this is going to be cool. This would be cool if I got it.
I don't know. See, I didn't really go through a tattoo phase. Mm-hmm. I went through a, if I don't get my tongue pierced at some point in my life phase. And my mom was like, no.
Paige.
I wanted it.
What was that for?
I don't know. I just wanted to be in pictures and go.
You're literally the girls in Spring Breakers.
I had just watched the movie 13. Do you remember when that movie came out?
I need
out?
To watch it again. That was like changed
I remember
the
I
molecules
just,
in our culture.
I had watched it and I was like, I was in high school and I was like, I think it's so cool.
There were girls in high tongues. School who had it and they'd be like, yeah, like they do stuff when they're like giving head. And
okay.
I'm like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I didn't realize like that is like, it's a very sexual innuendo. Innuendo? Is that a word? That is a word. I just
innuendo.
Innuendo. What did I say?
Innuendo. It sounds like a fancy spa in Induendo. New Mexico.
Innuendo. It's part of the Aman like hotels. This is now innuendo. Wow, that is literally our spa line. It's called innuendo.
Innuendo.
What is the real word?
Innuendo.
Innuendo. I can't say it.
I'm just realizing things.
Okay, what was I saying?
But you wanted to get a piercing. It's sexual.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Or maybe if you got like a silver or gold, it's like cold on his dick or something. You know, people would like put ice in their mouth and be like,
Yeah.
Wow, throwback.
Yeah, mine.
Also, like, I would never, in theory, sounds hot. That would not be hot when I'm doing it. I'd be like, cold.
Oh, the ice thing.
Yeah. Mm. I thought when I was in high school, the only tattoo I would get. This is so dumb now that I think about it. I wanted under the boob.
Yep.
Brooklyn in script.
No, I can't.
Like, you know how Rihanna had the under boob thing? I wanted Brooklyn.
My.
Just because it's where I'm from.
One of my bus drivers when I was in middle school had dolphins around her belly button.
How did you know that? Why did you see your bus driver's belly button?
What kind of outfit was she wearing? That's a great question. Now that's the question that should have been asked.
This bus driver thought that she was the cart girl.
What the heck happened when she got pregnant? What the heck happened to those dolphins?
The dolphin turned into a whale.
Yeah.
The dolphin turned into a whale.
Anywho.
On
to some, should we do front page news?
Yeah.
I have much to say.
Ooh, let's go.
You brought up, before we started recording, Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher and how they said that they're not giving their and they have three kids, mm-hmm. I want to say. Mm-hmm. They're not giving any of their children like a trust fund or like any money that they're going to donate all of it to charity.
Okay, I have two things. One, are these the same people who said they don't wash their children?
There's a lot of neglect happening at that house. There's a lot of fucking neglect. I'm gonna tell you one thing. If my parents were worth $200 million and they said, make it on your own, bitch, I'm murdering them. Okay? I'm making it look like an accident. I'm Alex Murdaugh-ing the
also,
fuck out of them.
No matter how hard you want your kids to not be Nepo babies, they're still gonna be Nepo babies. But also that doesn't even make sense. Because like what, are they not paying for their kids' college or like they're just holding on to their own money until they die. And then, like, it doesn't make sense. Also,
I'd be livid.
Also, what are you hiding? Like, what did you do that was so bad that you have to give $275 million to charity?
And that's the real question. Because
where are the dead bodies hidden?
What charity? Like, because if I'm that kid, hey, I'm a charity. Donate it to this one. Donate it. It's called Paige DeSorbo.
But also, like, I totally understand donating stuff to wanting your kids to earn their own money, but you could put $2 million aside for them.
No, we're not saying don't be philanthropists. We love it. We love donating.
Craig loves philanthropy.
We love philanthropy.
They're trying to make a statement
with
it.
Yeah, it's more about them than I feel like than it is about the kids. It's more them being like, and we're not going to give our children anything. They're going to work hard and
also,
they're going to earn
so
it all.
It's so privileged to say that. Like, you don't need generational wealth. What a privilege to be like, oh, generational wealth. I don't even care.
I've worked my whole life to marry someone with generational wealth. Like, are you kidding?
Life at the end of the day is about family.
I thought you were going to say life at the end of the day is about money.
No, it is about family. So give your family money. Like, that's the first thing I did when I made some money is, like, bought my mom a nice
ring.
Of course. All you do. Like, that brings me more joy than me buying myself
what's
something stupid
point
I'm
going
to lose.
What's the point of making money unless you can, like, share it with
and
the
people enjoy it
around you?
They should give it to their parents then.
Arguably, I would be the coolest billionaire on the planet. I really would.
People talk about how being a billionaire is kind of insane. Like, to get to the point where you make that much money means, like, you have so many employees who are making so little money.
Right.
To get to that point. Like, the Spanx founder is amazing. Apparently, when she hit a billion, she gave all her employees a 10K raise because she could.
That's amazing.
But, like, there's so many billionaires that, like Amazon, these people are getting paid literally nothing.
No.
And Jeff Bezos is like, what, trying to figure out how to go to Mars again? Like, what are you running from, Jeff Bezos?
It's like, how bored do you have to be like, let's figure out how to go to another
five star
planet.
Vacations did you have that you're like, I need something more. I need something.
Wait, that's it. You've literally visited and traveled everywhere in the world.
You've seen
you gotta
everything.
Take it outside the
let's
earth.
Let's be honest. Clearly, money's not buying happiness in this planet. I do have to say, I have an issue though, like, buying stuff for myself, I'd much rather get stuff for other people. Also, I think I have trouble feeling joy. So like, I can't feel my own joy, but like seeing someone else have joy, I'm like, oh, now I'm allowed to feel joy. That got so fucking dark.
That got
dark.
So deep. I have trouble feeling accomplishment.
Babe.
Yeah. Well, you, okay, don't do that when you said you can't feel joy. Okay, don't make me the charity case here.
I go, ooh, you should work on it. That's something you should talk to someone about. Yeah, I'm numb all the time. You don't can't feel accomplishment.
Yeah.
Well, you said one thing to me that stuck in my head, which was like, you said, nothing impresses me anymore.
Okay. Yes. No, it's really, I think that was in a context of like in terms of dating and living in New York City.
Yeah.
I feel like when I first moved to New York in my early 20s and like I was
guys
dating.
Guys could impress you.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit.
Oh,
a
you have
Knicks
windows
basketball
in your apartment.
Game? Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have windows in your apartment. Like you have a doormat. Like all this little shit. Like, and I was the girl that like, yeah, your dumb Miami trip would impress the fuck out of me and my friends. Yeah. Like we were gunning for that Miami trip.
Yeah.
Now, like a guy could say anything to me. He could have generational wealth. He could be that billionaire who's like donating it all. And I'd be like, sick. The sound of your voice makes me cringe.
This means you're maturing. Ugh, this actually is good. It means that you're going to be impressed by someone who is just like.
Right. Like I never want my daughter to be like, oh my God, and he like drives this kind of car. Like that will pain me.
I did
me.
Like Perry's G-Wagon. Like I remember when the car would turn, the seats
would
turn
with
you.
I have dated a lot of guys with a lot of great fucking cars.
You know what's crazy? I dated one guy who, he had generational wealth, mm-hmm. like land, like lots of land, like crazy amounts of land.
I love landowners.
Landowner, but like cash poor. Like he had nothing.
Yes, no liquid cash.
Nothing liquid.
Yeah.
Like he would borrow money from me. But like yeah. There was foundation.
Yeah.
But otherwise I've actually never dated a guy who like bought me anything expensive. Like ever. Like I've never got a handbag. I've never got jewelry. I've always
really?
Yeah. Because I've always dated these guys who
because
were, like,
we've dated rich guys who their parents were rich. We dated Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher's children. They had no money.
Guys where their parents are rich, I don't want it. I want a guy who made his own money. But the problem is guys who made their own money are cheap.
So cheap.
Yeah. Like, I date comics who are very like, I'm not about the fame and the money.
Yeah, they're for the art. They're Cole Sprousing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're here
like,
for the
I'm
art.
I'm like, can you put out your cigarette while we have this conversation? Jesus Christ.
And pay for the fucking Uber. Like, shut up.
And I also have this like, thing where I always was like, I never want to be dependent with money,
yes.
kind of thing. But I think what happened to us is that we obviously chase money and fame. Let's be honest. We do.
Well, we also chase control.
We want to have our own independence and power.
My therapist says I need to chill out because I'm so fucking controlling in every situation. And I feel like that is why I started working so hard mm-hmm. because when I dated guys who were rich and they would control like we're going here, we're doing this, I would get so annoyed. I'd be like, but I want it to be me.
I do think we're realizing too that as we're chasing fame, as we're chasing money, you start realizing, and this sounds corny, but like, oh, it's like the small things that brought you joy.
No, I know. It's
sad.
So sad.
Like today, something I was thinking about. Des is in West Hampton this week,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, "Are you gonna foster a dog from Southampton Animal Shelter?"
Yeah,
because he's there all week. My cat's not there.
Yep.
And he was like, "Oh yeah, I might." And I got like happier than I've been in like weeks just about fostering a dog.
I met a friend of your guys on the plane.
Oh my God, who?
I was flying from Charleston to New York City and I saw this girl like standing in the line and I was like, I gotta find out where that girl's outfit is from. So I like.
You're so cute. Imagine Paige Sorbo comes up to you and be like, I love your outfit. I would die. I would literally die.
She had the perfect travel outfit on. And I was like, hi, I just have to tell you, I love your outfit. And I was like, where is it
from?
I
would think you're making fun of me. I'd be like, how dare you?
I would never. You, yes. Anyone else?
If you went up to me at the airport, I'd be like, shut up.
Danny DeVito, I love your work.
Your bracelet. It's so pretty. Where'd you get it?
So I said this to her and she goes, are you Paige? And I said, yeah. And she said, I'm friends with Hannah and Dez. And then I think she was with her husband. And she was like, I want to say she said they play golf together.
Oh,
but
cool.
Then I think her name was Caroline. I think she said her husband, but now I can't remember. And then I lost them on the plane, and then like when we got off.
I mean, we are very in the West Hampton community, doesn't I? And I do have a show coming up in West Hampton.
I love that.
Which is going to be fun in the summer. The girlies should come. But yeah, I learned that it's like these little things that remind you of childhood, or these little things that are like really simple and you're like, oh no.
And then you're like every older person that was like, it's the small things, and you're like, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
They were right.
And also like people start dying. And then you start thinking like, oh no, everyone's gonna die.
No, I know.
And then you're like, I need to call my mom.
Okay, I've gotten to that point with my parents. My mom's actually had to actively start saying, like, she will try and comfort me, but she's too bitchy deep down that she can't. So she's like, Paige, stop thinking about when I'm gonna die. You don't have to worry about it for a long time. By that time, you'll have your own family, your own children. You'll be ready for it. Then, and so, like, that's the sentence she says to me. Then she hits me with, and whatever you're imagining is 10 times worse when your mom dies. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, that did not make me feel better.
I told you that I was, like, crying because I saw, well, I cried at a guy's funeral that I never met.
Right, we
remember
that.
But I did cry. I saw these, like, this black tea in my cabinet, and I started crying because my grandpa loved black tea, and I would bring it for him whenever I'd visit him.
Hannah's also going off her birth
control. I'm also going off her birth control. I was actually like very out of character. Yes. And Des was like, what's going on? And I was like, this reminds me of my grandpa.
Yeah.
You know what Des says?
Suck it up.
He goes, oh, that must be nice that just your grandpa died where I don't have both my fucking parents. But yeah, cry about your grandpa.
No, he's got...
He's savage.
Yeah, he's savage. He's savage. You are... People don't know this about you, though. You are very sentimental and very, very nostalgic and very, like, I feel like you cry at movies.
I've cried... I cried in I, Tonya. Like, I cried so hard that I had to pretend I was laughing. Like, I was like...
I couldn't tell you the last time I cried during, like, a movie or a TV show. It just doesn't happen for me.
Des cried during Love on the Spectrum, and I, like, wanted to marry him after. It was really cute.
That is sweet.
I just kept looking at him. He's like, stop.
From Scratch is the only thing that I've really cried, that Netflix
movie.
My
mom cried.
I cried hard during that.
I do have to say, if we're getting dark about death, I've realized I'm... You know, people are, like, afraid of dying.
Yeah.
I'm, like, not afraid of dying.
I'm not afraid of dying either. No, like, if that's how I go, it's how I go. If I'm in a situation and something's happening, like, everyone talks about, like, the apocalypse. Yeah, I'm out of here.
I couldn't watch.
You think I'm going to fight to survive?
Dude, the Last of Us was this whole, like, apocalyptic thing, and I'm like, take me out. I'm not trying to get captured, tortured. No. Take me out right now. What, am I going to fight for my life for 20 years against these zombies?
I can't live in a world where there is no laser hair removal. So I'm out. And for that, I'm out.
Goodbye. But I get upset about thinking about other people dying. Like, I can't handle other people dying.
Yeah.
I can't handle pets dying. I, like, literally can't handle it. Like, everyone at the funeral is fine, and I'm, like, the one sobbing.
Craig and I have gotten into a lot of fights because I'll always, like, put him in a hypothetical situation. I'm like, and what do you do?
If I was a worm.
Yeah. So, like, one of them was, like, you're swimming, and a shark comes up to you. What's your first move? He goes, you punch it in the face. I go, oh, yeah. You're in the middle of the fucking ocean, and a shark is coming at you, and you're rounding up. Could you even get through the water?
No.
He was like, well, what would you do? I said, I'm out. Like, I might even drown myself before the shark gets close. He might have not even wanted me. I'm already floating.
First of all, I'm a pick me girl. If this shark decided to choose me, I'm saying thank you.
And if he swam to someone else, I am offended.
I'm a little jealous. I'm a little bit like, I guess she's a blonde and you're into
blonde. But any situation, I put him also in like a hypothetical plane situation. I'm like, what do you do if the plane's going down? He goes, I'm running up. This man's getting out of his seat. He's running because he knows more than the pilot at this point. He's running to the front of the plane. He's taking control of the plane. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm putting my head between my legs like they fucking told me to. Like, what do you mean? What am I doing? No, there's many moments in my life where I've said to myself in my head, if this is how I go, it's how I go. Like, if this is what God wanted, this is how it happens. No, who am I to fight with God's plan? Who am I?
Who am I to run to the front and tell the pilot? What is Craig going to do?
Who am I to punch a shark?
Crazy shit.
I don't know what that shark's been through. Who am I?
But that is such, like, mediocre white man confidence.
Dude, no, this man has so much of it. I'm like, what's it like your whole life just, like, every human being like, you are the best, you know?
But that's why, full circle, I think men dab each other and never get mad at each other, because they're like, we are the superiors.
Yeah.
We don't have to fight. Like, we are.
Yeah. There's room for all of us.
Exactly.
Did we just nail?
We're running. Our eggs are drying up, and we're just like,
we're slicing bitches out here. Like, we are no. We're like, I'll never talk to her again. She put avocado on my sandwich. She fucking knows I hate avocado. I'll never speak to her again. No. It's too much.
What else is happening?
Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Becky G. Do you know who Becky G is?
Yes.
So she is another one with a hot soccer husband. I've never fucked with soccer dudes. I never did.
Okay, the one soccer dude I fucked with, he was the finger in the ass guy. So you might be doing something right.
They cheat on you.
It's very European.
They cheat on you? It is.
All the time. It's very European, I think.
How many times did he cheat on you?
Oh my God. This was like a college boyfriend.
Yeah. How would you find out?
Okay, one time I found out. He went away for school. So it's not like I was visiting him every weekend. And one time I called him. I FaceTimed him on a Saturday morning. FaceTime had also, mind you, just come out.
Yeah, that's very, like, techie of you.
I want to say I was a junior in college, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe a senior.
You're like, I did a holograph. I holographed into his room.
So I FaceTimed this man. We're in college. And I FaceTimed him normal Saturday morning. And the way he answered the FaceTime and, sat up from bed, my women's spidey senses. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, nothing. And he's getting out of bed, but he's not rolling over to the side. Okay.
Yeah.
He's getting out of bed. I go, show me the bed right now. He goes, what are you talking about? No, I'm going downstairs. I said, if you don't show me the bed right now, you'll never hear from me again. He shows me the bed quickly, there was a girl in it. There was a girl in it.
He goes, my mom is visiting.
The best part about it, I obviously freak the fuck out.
Yeah.
A couple hours go by. The best part about it, this woman peed in his bed.
Karma's a bitch.
And so I said thank you to that woman.
Did you stay with him?
Yeah, I think I did. I can't remember what ended up happening, but I think, no, we broke up after that, but it was like a week of fighting and shit coming out. I loved it. I love toxicity.
Do you know what's fucked up? I don't know if anyone's ever cheated on me.
They have.
See, that's fucking crazy. But look, the relationship, Paige.
Hannah.
I've dated some,
Hannah.
I've dated, okay.
They have?
The guys?
Every guy has cheated.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
Okay, you and Craig are so similar because Craig prides himself. He's like, you don't give me enough credit for how loyal I am. And I'm like, I don't give you enough credit for doing the right thing.
I think there's two types of guys.
Yeah.
I think there's cheaters and non-cheaters.
I've met one non-cheater. supposedly. I don't think every boyfriend I've ever had has physically cheated, but I know the ones that didn't physically cheat, I know they emotionally cheated. Sometimes they did both. So I classify all...
Well, emotionally cheat, like, I'm fine with a guy having a crush.
I'm not. On I'm
fine
who? With
it. Well, like, thinking a girl's hot, like, that's fine. Oh, yeah, okay. That's made up in your head.
He has eyes.
In
right.
person, like, she probably... You guys don't have the chemistry
yeah,
we do.
She hates you.
She's bad at tennis.
Yeah.
Like, well, what are we
have
doing?
Have you ever laughed around her? I don't think so.
So I don't mind. It's hot. Like, think a yeah. girl's hot. But, like, messaging, that's different.
That's different.
But I do think that it's two kind of people. I think cheaters are always cheaters.
Okay. Question for you. Do you think a cheater can become a non-cheater?
I think if he did it when he was really young.
Yeah.
And it was stupid and it traumatized him.
Yeah.
Then he will be like, he'll be taught. But I also think some, like, cheating takes effort, and it also is the kind of personality where, like, you always want more and you're deeply insecure.
Yeah.
If you find a guy who's not deeply, like, also some guys, like, they're not capable. Like, they actually are, like, yeah, like, for example, I'm going to bleep his name, but, like, would never cheat on me.
Never. Yeah. I have a few of those. Like, my favorite ex-boyfriend.
Never.
Never.
There's this comic, Rachel Feinstein. She's best friends with Amy Schumer. And she just did the roast of Bert Kreischer on yes. OnlyFans TV.
I love
which
Bert.
Which I watched.
Okay.
You need to watch it.
Okay.
It's really funny. And Rachel was, like, practicing jokes at the stand for the roast. And she was like, everyone thinks Bert's such a great guy because he doesn't cheat on his wife on the road. Meanwhile, I spend one weekend away from my kid and they treat me like I'm Casey Anthony.
No, literally. Because there are so many times Craig's like, but I've never cheated and I would never cheat on you. And I don't even message girls. And I'm like... Okay, but that's what you're supposed to not be doing. Like, and I even have girls say it to me, like, well, Craig's the most loyal of any guy I know. And I'm like, he's the best of the worst? Like, okay.
The most loyal of every guy I know. Have you dated him? Like,
yeah,
what does that
just
even
like,
mean?
I've never seen him cheat on you, and I've never seen him cheat in general. And I'm like, just like, but yeah, he's not supposed to.
That is the bare fucking minimum. The second I want to cheat on someone,
I literally said, the bar is so low, I got to dig for it. Like, it's underground.
I'm going to tell you how much not a cheater I am.
Okay.
I've been dating this guy long distance for 2 years in college, and we were having, like, ups and downs, whatever, but, like, every night we're calling, I'm crying about tennis. He's there for me. He's amazing. Whatever. He's awesome. We dated like 2 years after college too. Whatever. It's like the second to last weekend in college. Mm-hmm. And there's this one guy who was so hot who I'd see all over Facebook. And he was like not an athlete, but friends with all the athletes. Like hot to the point that like, ooh. And you know, that's my type. Like
yep.
I want
to. You love the hottest.
I love the hottest. I want to go for the hottest guy far.
I like. I want B-list. I want to take him from the bench and be like, I'll mold you.
You want to find a little frog and be like, you're so lucky that you're.
Let me change everything about you. It'll be fun.
See, I want a guy who's way hotter than me. And then I just be like, look what I got.
Yeah.
But I'm like not really giving him a lot of attention. Because I have a boyfriend.
Right.
And I don't want him to come obsessed with me.
Yeah.
He comes up to me and he's like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Brooklyn. He's like, my grandma's from Brooklyn. And then which is so random.
You remind me of my grandma.
Oh my God, my grandma was so hot too. So we're talking. One thing, he did have a lisp, which I did not predict.
You did not anticipate
that. I
did
not anticipate that. But I remember being like, okay.
We can work with
we
it.
Can work with it. Okay, quirky.
Yeah. I bet he's good on going down on girls then.
We get to the bar. He was kind of hot where like, the bartender was like, hey, those girls over there just got you this shot. Like, the girls were buying him shots.
Never in my life.
We're talking, and we, like, get zoned in. Like, mm-hmm. one of those, like, two-hour talks where, like, we're zoned in. And I'm at the point where I'm like, I have to tell him I have a boyfriend. So at the end, I'm like, I have a boyfriend. And he's like, really? And I'm like, hey, he's a jazz musician. And he's like, oh, that sounds cool. And I'm like, yeah. And then he's like,
are you guys breathing like that too?
Yeah.
It's getting hot and steamy.
And he was like, well, do you want to get a sandwich? And I was like,
and that's the key to your heart.
And I was like, yeah.
You were like, I fucking love paninis.
And there's this place called Herbert and Gerbert's that Becca worked at. And I think Becca was there. So yeah. I was like, let's go to Herbs and Gerbs. So this is the after party. We're sitting there and I got this like huge peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I remember, and a chocolate milk. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. And Becca's looking at me like, bitch, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm looking at her and I'm like, I don't fucking know what's going on. And we're sitting and we're still talking. Like, we're like in this like incredible discussion.
Like a trance.
And then my apartment was like a block away next to a karaoke bar. And he walks me back and we're standing in front of my door. And he's like, I wish I met you earlier.
Oh, God.
And I was like, I wish I met you earlier too.
And you made out?
No. Nope.
You had sex on the street?
No, I just opened the door and left.
Oh, so you didn't cheat?
No.
Oh my God. The story was going, you had like the craziest night of sex. It was so passionate.
No.
So you go upstairs. Okay.
And then that was it.
Okay. You are so fucking lame.
No, Pitt, like, would you have done it?
Yes.
I was like trying to be like a good person.
Here's the thing. I will say I have cheated on boyfriends before. I've been in college before. In my defense, the boyfriends I've cheated on.
We're cheating on you.
One, cheated on me first. So you know I fucking love revenge.
Yeah.
And two, I always cheated on them with my favorite ex-boyfriend. So it's like, does that even
that's
count?
That's not even cheating. That's it's just, not, you have multiple boyfriends.
Yeah, that's just
that's
me.
Just a polyamorous relationship.
I'm just nostalgic. Okay.
No, my thing is if I cheat, I know the relationship's over.
Right.
Because I can't get over it and I can't lie. So I was like, do I want to end my relationship right now?
I don't condone cheating, obviously. But I was like in college.
Yes. Same with me. I was in college and like you meet this gorgeous guy and then you're like, oh my God, I could have dated him. Like we were in college together for 4 years and never ran into each other until that last weekend.
Right.
We had mutual friends, everything.
Where is he now?
I don't know. I remember like he's one of those like no social media guys.
Hot.
Anyway.
Anywho.
That was an intense epi.
That was intense.
I'm sweating.
I feel like we kept just chat. We haven't seen each other, I feel like. We had a lot.
I feel like we like talked the whole time. That's crazy.
It's
on
weird
a podcast.
How that happens.
Thank you for giggling with us. Check out the link in our Instagram to get our live shows. We have our Cowgirl Western merch collection that came out. Obsessed with it.
Obsessed.
Especially if you're going to the shows in Texas, make sure you grab that. Even if you're not in Texas, even if you're fucking Iowa. And we love you guys.
And we'll see you next time. Thanks for giggling with us.
Bye.